From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Tomorrow kicks off the annual Greek Festival in downtown Salt Lake City. In many ways, the Greek Festival is the granddaddy of all ethnic and religious festivals in the community. This is the 41st year that the festival has been in existence at the Holy Trinity Church at 300 West and 300 South. Joining me will be Telly Gambroulis. Telly is the co-chair of the festival this year. We'll be talking about the food, the dancing, the history, and the culture of Greek people in Utah and in downtown, helping to create this dynamic and diverse community, and also talking about what to expect this weekend in terms of fun at the Greek Festival. All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Joining me today is Telly Gambroulis. Telly, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Telly is with the Greek Festival. What's your official role with the Greek Festival?
I'm one of the co-chairmen this year.
The co-chairs of the Greek Festival.
Correct.
That's great. An all-volunteer staff puts this on every year, right?
99% is all volunteer. We definitely have to have a few people come in and help us, but
a few paid staff, but mostly
correct.
You're a volunteer. You're not getting paid.
I wish I was. It's a lot of work.
So the Greek Festival is one of my favorite events in downtown Salt Lake City because it is so homegrown. Because it's really just the Greek community coming together. In the Holy Trinity Church and parking lot and cultural center,
right.
Really just putting on a festival, welcoming the rest of the community to your place of worship and to celebrate Greek culture. What's your favorite thing about the festival?
My favorite thing is obviously all the work we have to put into it beforehand.
But that is your favorite thing?
Definitely most people come for the food,
yeah.
Which you can't blame them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work goes into a lot of preparation, quality ingredients, and the folks there do a great job and put out some good product.
Yeah, yeah. What kinds of foods would you get at the festival that would be a little bit unusual that the good people of Utah might not be used to eating?
Well, most people are familiar with the gyros and souvlaki and things like
that. That's what people think of, I think, when they think of Greek food.
Right. We also have a number of different things. Stifado, which is a Greek beef stew.
Stifado?
Stifado.
Stifado.
Correct. People are familiar with domades. That's those unctuous grape leaves wrapped around rice and meat. Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll find what pasticho, or what we call Greek lasagna.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's a wonderful thing. The Greek chicken with oregano, lemon. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Juicy, falls off the bone. A number of different kefthedes. A couple weeks ago, we made about 8,000 little meatballs for the festival.
Did you think in your life growing up that someday your job might be a volunteer maker of 8,000 meatballs?
Never, not once.
That's an unusual assignment.
I brag about it all the time.
That's awesome. Spanakopita, I guess.
Spanakopita we'll have there. With tiropita, we'll have our fasolakia, which are the green beans in a tomato sauce as well.
Well, I know, and I'm not going to pronounce it correctly. I apologize. That's horrible. Utah accent. Spanakopita, and then you said a different thing. What else goes kind of with that?
The tiropita. Those are the cheese triangles.
Okay.
Very popular, yeah. Very delicious. Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So food, obviously, a big highlight of the festival, and all really made with love. I mean, this is really made by members of the Greek community, brought down, sharing your culture with people. But I know it's not all about the food, although that may be the major attraction for a lot of people who come to the festival for the first time. What are the other activities that are going on?
We have some Greek dance performances from the kids in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We have four different groups, and then our oldest group, which we consider our professionals, the Dionysius group. And those are all the kids that grew up dancing throughout their lives, and now they're in the professional group, and they'll be there. They're spectacular. It's a lot of fun to watch the kids and watch them progress and then reach that one level. Also, what's important, I think, is sharing our faith and our religion with the community, and come by and take a look at the church, visit the museum downstairs, take a tour of the church as well.
And a beautiful also, church. Right? If people haven't been in it, I think they're always surprised.
It's amazing.
Really. And different, I think, than so many other churches. Certainly different than sort of an LDS ward house or different than the Cathedral of the Madeleine. It's right. Really a taste of Greece right here
in
Utah.
The Byzantine architecture. Yeah. The iconography and everything like that. There'll also be some choir performances as well.
Oh, nice.
Best thing to do is check when you come tomorrow is to check the program, and they'll have schedules and everything regarding the tours and things like that.
And we should remind people that the festival starts tomorrow, September 9th, and runs on the 10th and 11th as well.
Correct.
What are the hours every day?
So we'll be opening up at 11.
Okay.
2-11 on Friday and Saturday nights, and then we'll be closing at 8.
On Sunday.
Right.
Great. Why does the Greek community put this festival on? What's the purpose behind it?
It started in 1975. Well, prior to that, in the 30s, we had our Greek Mothers Club, Mothers Club, put on a one-day bazaar for the church to fundraise for their benevolent activities and work. In 1975, the community decided, well, we could expand this as a fundraiser for the church to help, you know, pay for bills and to maintain the facilities. Mm-hmm. Let's invite the community to come share in it. And it's grown from 1975, 41 years is this year's our 41st anniversary. Wow. As far as the official Greek festival. So it's grown from humble beginnings to one day bazaars to now this 50,000 people over the weekend we expect.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's stunning for us to even think about sometimes.
That's great. Utah has, and I don't know if everyone always knows this, Utah has a pretty proud history with Greek people, with really a lot of Greek folks migrating here in the early 1900s to work, often in mining here and then and also in eastern Utah. How do you see that history? Maybe talk a little bit about that history, but how do you see that sort of impacting today's Utah?
Greeks, I think, we're very proud people. Mm-hmm. We grew up all our lives. We have to go to Greek school. It's imperative that we learn the language, in my generation especially.
Yeah.
And it's in us. Our church services are in portions of it are in Greek. Mm-hmm. Early 1900s, is like you said, is when the majority came. The 1870 census showed one Greek in Utah. In 1900, there were three.
Wow.
That's when the influx started coming in after that. I believe 1915, there were 20,000 Greeks laboring in the mines and other places. Many left the mines, became business owners, and started populating Greece.
Definitely. Yeah. Some outgrowth of that is obviously beloved Utah institutions like Astro Burger or Crown Burger that were started by Greek families.
Definitely.
The Royal Eatery, which Dino Prisco just merged with Astro Burger.
Right.
An important piece of downtown's history.
Right.
And lots of prominent Greek folk in our community. John Saltis, the publisher of City Weekly.
That's right.
Vasilios Priskos, a friend of the downtown and former chair of the Downtown Alliance. So Greek folks have had a big impact on, and I should mention Nicholas and Company, a huge impact with Peter and Akomaskondis and his father and their impact in the community. So Greeks have a really important role, sort of an outsized role, I think, in the civic life of our community.
Absolutely. And we're especially proud of our Supreme Court Justice for Utah.
Yes.
Justice Humonis.
Yes.
Who was recently placed there. So in 100 and some years, we were pretty proud of what we've been able to accomplish here in America.
Well, and a huge role in downtown. So 50,000 people coming down. What would you tell people who have never been to the festival, who are thinking about it maybe for the first time? It's hard to believe. I know for you and I, hard to believe no one's ever been to the Greek festival, especially for you with your 8,000 meatball making. It seems like an ingrained part of your life.
Right.
But if someone has never been there before, listening to this interview, what would you want them to know about the Greek festival and why they might want to attend this weekend?
I think it'll expose them to our culture. Mm-hmm. If they're wondering what Greek is all about, there'll be Greek music there. Again, the Greek dancers. They'll be able to sample Greek foods, Greek pastries, which are amazing. Baklava included one of those.
Yeah, the most famous of all right. Greek pastries, probably.
Come by and visit, you know, the beautiful architecture of the church, learn a little bit more about the faith. Go down and visit the museum, mm-hmm. and I took a look at the history of Greeks here in Utah and downtown. Mm-hmm. Down there, and there's lists of all the businesses that started in Salt Lake, and it's quite substantial of all the Greeks.
That's very cool.
Also, you know, it's just come and enjoy it. Don't be afraid of the crowds. There'll be a lot of people. The food lines move fast. The pastry lines move fast. Come and enjoy it. We have a little marketplace where you can shop for little worry beads. So, you know, if you want to fit in, buy some worry beads, Greek fisherman's cap, sit down, have a cup of Greek coffee, and you'll fit right in.
That's so. Very nice, very nice. Feel right at home right. In the little Greek enclave. Interestingly, there is a track stop called the Greek Town, which is just right by the intermodal hub.
Correct.
And that was really the first location where a lot of Greek people came when they came to Salt Lake
That's
City.
That's right. That's right. That area between, I believe it's 2nd West to 6th West mm-hmm. and 2nd South to 4th South was considered Greek Town at that time. So a number of different Greek businesses and the Greeks all congregated there in those early years. And we're very proud to have that stop named after that original place there.
Which I think, you know, a lot of people today might not realize realize that history, and I think it's an important part of what has made downtown really the dynamic and diverse place it is successive waves of immigrants. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of Utah, when people hear Salt Lake City, they just think Mormons and obviously the founders of the community and an important element, but they don't always realize the huge impact the Japanese community has had, the Greek community has had, the Hispanic community has had. And one thing I'm always really excited to share with people is the multiculturalism and diversity that we do have in our downtown, particularly in religious denominations.
Right. It makes it a brighter and more fun place to come visit when you have all of that going on.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Telly Gambroulis. We're talking about the Greek Festival. The festival runs September 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Holy Trinity Church on 300 West and 300 South. We will be right back after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Joining me today, my friend Telly Gambroulis. Telly is the co-chair of this year's Greek Festival going on at the Holy Trinity Church on the corner of 300 South and 300 West. The festival starts tomorrow, September 9th, and runs the 9th, 10th, and 11th. This is the 41st year of the Greek Festival.
That's right.
Telly, thanks so much for coming in today.
Sure, my pleasure.
I know you've got a lot going on. The tents have been up for a little while, so you know people have driven past and seen something's happening here.
You can't miss it. Yeah. Between 2nd and 3rd West, or South on 3rd West, yeah, definitely. They're up and ready to go. We're ready to jump into it.
Now, you guys are helping to take advantage of another big event that is happening this year, the BYU-Utah game. So maybe you can talk about the unusual connection between the BYU-Utah game going on and the Greek Festival.
Well, I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot of people going up there, and we want to encourage people to, instead of tailgating up there, why don't you come down to the Greek Festival, tailgate at the festival, enjoy some great Greek food and pastries. We have beverages of all types there as well. And then you can go to the game. We're also going to offer on Saturday, if you'll show your tickets for the game at the door, we'll let you in for free. So
oh, nice.
Free admission for people with tickets.
Oh, very cool.
So that's before, during, and after. So come in before to tailgate. If you get bored at the game when Utah's winning, then you can come on in, and then afterwards come enjoy yourselves at the festival. And there'll definitely be food, and there'll definitely be drinks left there.
So. That's a great way to really make a full day in Salt Lake City, especially if you're coming in from Davis County or someplace
sure.
further away. That sort of trip chaining is something we really encourage people to do a few activities when you're in the city. So go to the Greek Festival, maybe stop by the farmer's market, go to the game, come back to the Greek Festival. It's an awesome way to spend your Saturday in your capital city. The festival has, you mentioned this in the first half, this really was the outgrowth of the Mothers Club. And it really has a charitable component. And maybe we could talk a little bit about what this money goes for, because it doesn't just go back to the church. Certainly you may use some of those funds to help produce the festival.
Definitely.
And reinvest, but really you have a charitable mission that makes up the Greek festival.
Absolutely. And it did, like you said, it originally developed from the Mother's Club, which later became the Philoptichos, or Friends of the Poor. Mm-hmm. So that was the ladies in the community got together and worked on philanthropic efforts. So as part of returning to them, because we kind of took over their fundraiser,
right.
So we returned monies also to them to help them in their efforts for philanthropy and things like that. We also donate to a number of different charities every year after the festival. We budget a certain amount that comes out of the bottom line and goes into charities around and paying back the community that, you know, welcomed the Greeks, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're proud participants, in the charities around this valley as well.
Philanthropy sounds like a Greek word. I don't know if it is or not.
You got
it. Sounds like a Greek word.
It
definitely sounds like a Greek word. I want to talk a little bit about the pastries, going back to what you are offering with pastries, because that's a pretty important part of the culture and tradition and the festival this weekend.
And people, that's one of the things most people come in, and then the first place they go as soon as the doors open, they're at the pastry line stocking up for the year. We have the traditional baklava, melomakarina.
What's that?
Those are a cookie. They're soaked in syrup of diluted honey and then sprinkled with chopped walnuts.
Oh, nice.
Very
okay.
delicious.
Yeah.
Kulurakia are those cookies that are twisted.
Okay.
Great to dip in your coffee. Kurambiedes, those are the white powdered sugar cookies.
Those are so
melt
good.
In your mouth,
yeah.
The butter cookies, right? Kataifi, which is similar to the baklava, but it has that shredded or that almost vermicelli type phyllo that goes around.
Oh, yeah,
around
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
Love
about.
Love those things.
Yeah.
Including that, and we also out in the what we call the Cafe Nio, a little coffee shop outside, you can get a baklava sundae. Another very popular thing is the baklava cheesecake, which
is that traditional?
Goes fast. Well, Greeks did invent cheesecake.
Of course.
Of course. We invented everything, right? All the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
But that goes really fast. So if you want to try that baklava cheesecake, get that early as well.
Go early.
Pasta flora, which are little tarts with jam. Galopita, which is a milk custard pie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had that. I'm proud
amazing.
To say I've had a lot of these kind of pastries before, but that's one I haven't.
Get out of the box and come in there to try something new. The almond cookies, amigdalata, and then a number of other different
A veritable treats. Assortment.
You can't. Miss.
You can't miss.
Now. You'll never make a mistake with the Greek pastries.
Talk to me a little bit about Greek coffee, because that's, for so long I think Americans were satisfied with Folgers, and then, people now have an expectation of good tasting, significant coffee. Like people want something but the Greeks had Greek coffee going years ago. Like this isn't a new thing for the people of Greece.
Sure. It's very finely ground coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfiltered. It's boiled up and then poured in with a little sugar and in small cups. Too much will really get you going for the day.
It's better than in a lot of ways an espresso, but it's similar in
right.
consistency and texture.
It is,
and
definitely.
Taste. Yeah.
You definitely don't want to drink the grounds, though.
You'll
make your mouth a little dry if you do that.
Yeah.
We also do have a Greek, what we call a frappe, which is some Greek coffee, some ice, some milk, and it's whipped up. It's
nice.
It's a nice treat, yeah.
Nice, definitely. Nice. So I know on Monday you'll probably be just exhausted having been through this and welcoming 50,000 people, and you make all the food for it, and you serve it there on site, and lots of people going through the church. So in addition to taking a rest, in addition to, relaxing a little bit, a hard-earned rest, what do you want to look back on and feel good about? What would make it a success for you if you look back on this weekend and say, gosh, we really hit it out of the ballpark. This was successful for us.
It's always very encouraging to see all the smiles and the faces and the people having fun. It's the kind of an event that people are laughing and wanting to dance and enjoying the music. I think that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the more people we get there, the better, not only for the community, but for us and for them as well. And to have those crowds, I mean, it's just wonderful to see, especially, and then seeing this community coming and joining us and sharing in our culture and you know, the life and the you know, the culture that we love.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it. We like to share it as right. well. There's also the Greek lamb on the spit, so we can't forget that.
Oh, that's right.
Well, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have had gyros or have had that kind of an experience before,
right.
but it's very special here.
It is.
Yeah.
It is definitely. It's a tradition for Greeks, especially around Easter, to put that lamb on a spit, and then to come out and enjoy it there as well.
That's
so,
very
it's good stuff.
So really, this weekend, a celebration of culture and history, a celebration of really the Greek spirit and the long commitment and contributions that the Greek people have made to the people of Utah. And also, let's be honest, it's a celebration of food and fun and frivolity and all those other elements.
Greeks love that too.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's important.
Definitely.
Where can people go for more information? What's the best way to get in touch if people want to know, look at like specific dancers or dance times or an idea about what costs are or things like that?
So SaltLakeGreekFestival.com is our website.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook. And then also on Twitter. So they'll be able to go there and check out everything they need. When you come down to the festival, we'll have programs available, schedules and everything. So maps. So can't get lost. You'll know where all the good food is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Telly, thanks so much for coming in today. Telly's the co-chair for the Greek Festival. The festival starts tomorrow, September 9th, and runs through the weekend. Come down and celebrate one of downtown's most dynamic and long-running and exciting, I think, ethnic festivals. We've got a lot of them, but this is one of the ones. This is really sort of the granddaddy of all the ethnic festivals, I think, that happen in our community. And thanks again for your commitment to downtown. Thanks for making it happen down here. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
Yep. You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.